It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
It was a quick trip to get here, and the Salukis come off a win. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Rob, the first JV game went pretty good. It, kind of a nail-biter there.
Maybe it turned out to be a nail-biter, yeah. It didn't have a very good flow to it, but Radio won it 36-34.
And Oblong came back, was starting to come back there at the end, but just couldn't hold on. The ball had some quick turnovers and was starting to get into a little bit of foul trouble, but was unable to convert on a couple of free throws. And the coach was wanting the kid that was shooting the free throws there towards the end to hit the first one, then he just kind of threw it off the backboard, and he was telling him to put a little bit more arch on it and just kind of get it off the rim so he can get the rebound. But he kind of just misinterpreted that. And, I mean, I'm not going to say that's what lost him the game, but, I mean, it has a factor. But they all played hard, and as you have seen, I have not seen Red Hill has already played Oblong in the Dietrich tournament, and tonight's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. So I'll let you kind of talk about what went on with that game a little bit.
Okay, well, Red Hill led, I think it was 18-5 at the end of the first quarter. At halftime, it was, I think, 39-13, and it ended up 62-28. They had the running clock in that game. Oblong, I believe, was 1-12. They did finish the seventh place. They beat Cowden, Herrick, Beecher City, I think 46-44 in the seventh place ball game. So that's their only win of the season. But they're not a very big team. I think turnovers have been a problem. Red Hill, I think, fell behind like 5-2 or 5-3 and then scored about the next 15 points in a row or something and went to a little bit of a press and were able to turn them over and get some easy baskets. And so I look for Red Hill maybe do some pressing tonight, start at the beginning, see if they can't get the tempo of the game up that way and try to build up a lead.
And before the game ever started during the JV warm-ups, we were kind of talking to Drew Moore as we were last night at the girls' game where the girls were defeated by Marshall. But to end the first quarter, Drew Moore's little sister Katie Moore hit a buzzer beater from a few feet behind the half-court line, and we were kind of teasing him about that, how she's hit. He said she's hit two.
I think,
And so
he hasn't hit any. So.
How he's not hit any, and we were kind of teasing him about that. Said, hey, we're going to see it tonight.
We know her range, but we don't know his range.
We're not quite sure yet. We've seen him hit some threes, but nothing quite that deep.
Yeah, so
we'll go ahead and send it back to the studio real quick for a quick commercial break to hear from our pregame sponsors. Pregame show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
And that's a word from our pregame sponsors. Pregame show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Rob, kind of looking into the game tonight, as you said, the Salukis defeated Oblong in the Dietrich tournament 68-28, I believe.
62-28, I believe it was.
So not anything they haven't seen. It seems like most of their team, I mean, they've only got about 10 or 15 players on their team, if that. And most of their team is made up of the JV team.
Yeah, they are starting three seniors in the ball game, and plus a sophomore and a junior. So, but not a real tall team, not a big team, and depth-wise, I don't think they have a lot of depth. Most of course, Red Hill comes off the bench. There are three players that come off the bench. Basically, are Cameron Ray, Colin Benson, and Josh Henry all start JV. So. They got a little bit of depth, but they also play the first game. So,
and kind of something from the Red Hill standpoint, Coach Havels tends to get the players in a little bit more, kind of rotates them in and out when he can.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're in that first game for the JV. The Oblong head coach didn't seem to get as many players in. He got a few in there.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have much depth on the bench for the JV squad. I mean, they only had about 8 or 9 players. But, I mean, it's going to be tough to get players in whenever you know you don't have much depth on the bench and you start to get into foul trouble.
Yeah. And the thing is, tournament games you play a little bit different because you haven't played a JV game first, so you can be substitute more liberally sometimes. I think Saturday night against Fairfield, Cameron Ray played, but I'm not sure. I don't think Josh Henry was in the game. And Colin Benson might have made a short appearance. So they went with about six, basically six on Saturday night until the last minute or so when both teams cleared the bench.
But kind of something that we were also talking about before the game. We haven't seen Cameron Ray hit too many threes there in the JV game. He shot some, but didn't really hit any, as far as we know. And he's been having a little bit of trouble with the free throw shooting, too.
And you, quick reflexes. Basketball came at you, and you saved me because we're behind my head.
Yeah, we're kind of down in the danger zone
right.
A little bit.
We're down here on the floor, right at the scorer's bench, sitting next to Dan Shearer, who's official scorekeeper for Red Hill. And those are the officials for tonight's game. We got Tim Wolf, who was a Saturday night?
I believe so.
And then Travis Wyatt and Dave Connor. Dave Connor was one of the JV, again, the JV official. Travis Wyatt's the other one. And I recognize Travis, but it's been a few years since I've seen him, and he doesn't have as much hair as he used to. But then when I saw the name, I said, I know who that is. I mean, I've seen him several times. So
yeah, if we knew Tim Wolf was coming up here, we should have just hitched a ride with him.
Well, he would have been here this early.
No. But both teams are back out on the floor. We're still about 3 minutes away. So we'll go ahead and send it back for one more commercial break. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Both teams finishing their final pregame warm-ups out on the floor, throwing up some threes. Kind of a look back from what the Salukis did on Friday. They faced off with Newton and kind of had a little bit of trouble there for a little while and were getting up and back and down the court very well. But Newton was getting some good ball movement, really spreading them out. And, I mean, it's coming off the win with the win. it's going to be kind of hard to bounce back from that because they had to work a little bit harder on some things, like Coach Havel said.
Yeah. Of course, Connor hit six threes in that game. They built up a 21-point lead in the third quarter. They got cut to 10 late. They ended up winning by 12. But then they had the two tough games on Wednesday and Saturday against KZ and Fairfield, two of the best teams we're going to play along with, all season, along with T-Town and Ollie and places like that.
All right, it's about that time, and we'll go ahead and take another commercial break and be right back with starting lineups and tip-off time. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on your future. With the latest in banking products and technologies, we have the solutions to help you keep your finances in shape, your banking experience easy and efficient. The numbers all add up. Come in today to learn more about our competitive rates, zero to low fees, and other extra values in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. And thank you for making us your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. It is that time. Oblong Panthers are taking on the Red Hill Salukis. Salukis coming off a win from Newton. They're at 12-6.
13-6.
13-6.
They were 12-4. Lost to KZ, beat Fairfield, beat Newton, lost to Fairfield.
And before the game, you showed me Oblong is 1-12.
I think they're 1-12.
Kind of a tough road, and it's going to be a tough game for them tonight. I'll go ahead and let you announce the starting lineup.
People listen, then they know what the lineup is. It's going to be Parker Havel, Connor McKinney, Nathan Worth, Drew Moore, and Drake Allen. Starting lineup they've had for all, maybe 19 games now. These 19 starting. So,
head coach for the Salukis, Coach Brian Havel. Assistant coaches are Gene Allen, Stacy Moore, and Eric Adamson. Kind of a nice little insert they got here. They got coach, athletic director, superintendent, everything. Even the manager, James Fleming.
Yeah. Of course, it depends on what the other school sends you, what kind of information. And they get the full information. I think they probably send out to every school. Whether they choose to print it or not, that's something else. But
some schools wanting to save a little bit of ink, but it's always nice to have that extra information. All right, and now the starting lineup for the Oblong Panthers.
Okay, so I'll start Diego Lateras. He is a 6'2 senior. And Connor Potts, he's a 6-foot senior. Nate Neese, a 5'10 senior. I think he's their best player for the Panthers. Then they're going to go with Zane Belford, a 6-foot senior. So they're starting four seniors. And Caleb Black is a 6'5 sophomore. So they're starting four seniors and a sophomore. So
head coach for the Oblong Panthers is Greg Brooks. Assistant coaches Jared Mayhew. And that is the starting lineup. A good matchup so far in height-wise. 6'5 on 6'6 will more than likely be the jumpers. That is number 34, Caleb Black, for the Oblong Panthers. And number 20 for the Red Hill Salukis, as always, Nathan Worth. As we look out on the floor, it is a pretty decent matchup. Connor McKinney matches up pretty well with Neese, Havel, and...
Well, Lateras is going to do the jumping, so...
Lateras and Worth, jumping there. Gutierrez is 6'2 there, jumping against 6'6 Nathan Worth. And head referee Tim Wolf blows the whistle, and the ball is up and away. Nathan Worth gets it back to Havel, and we are away.
Zone defense, I think.
Havel passes it off to McKinney, goes left side to Moore. Moore back, swings it around to Havel, back and forth. They're just getting some good ball movement here, trying to spread them out. Cross court pass to Havel. Havel back up top, over to Moore. Moore from the left wing, off the rim, no good. Allen stretches up for the rebound. Putback is no good, but a foul on his way up. Foul goes against number 34, Caleb Black, his first, team's first.
Drake with the line shooting two.
Allen having a pretty good success at the line so far, changing up his shots a little bit. High arching free throw is good for the first point of the game.
He really puts a high arc on it, doesn't he?
He has been, it seems like. Yeah. He's switched it up. He really gets down low and kind of pushes it up there, tries to get it going. And a lane violation there on Gutierrez.
So
Allen will get another shot. Allen at the line. Third attempt is on its way. Off the rim, no good. Creams away. Tracking it down is Belford. Belford outlets there to Meese. Meese bringing it up the right side of the floor. Trapped there in the corner. Passes off to Potts. Potts throws it away to McKinney. Up court quickly to Havel. Havel going coast to coast. Up and in. Saluki stretch it 3-0.
They're going to 1-2-2 zone press, it looks like.
Meese with it now, trying to break this press. Batted around, stolen away by Drew Moore. Havel on the breakaway, up and in, off the glass. Meese on the inbound. Meese bringing it, swings it to Belford. Belford with it now, trying to break it here, gets it across the timeline. It's over to Meese on the far side. Meese is going to bring it back out near midcourt, calling the play. Kind of a 1-3-1 zone defense.
Yeah.
Potts with it now, back and forth with Meese, inside to Black. Black pulls up from the free throw line, buries it. Panthers on the board, 5-2 with 6:35 to go here in the first quarter. Moore with it now on the right wing, back up top to McKinney. McKinney back to Moore. Moore trying to get Allen inside. He's double teamed in there. Swings it around to Havel, pump fakes, puts it on the floor, back to McKinney. McKinney gets it inside to Allen. Allen in some traffic, back out to Moore. Pump fakes, swings it around. Havel from the corner. Off the side of the rim, no good. And Moore tracked it down and bats it off of Meese. And it will stay Saluki basketball. Good job there by Moore. Yep. He had a wide open lane to the basket. He saw the ball all the way and was able to hit it off of the defender. Moore with it now, signaling for McKinney to get it, hands it off. McKinney directing a little traffic, passes off to Havel. Havel back to McKinney, working their way in. Havel with it, back to McKinney, swings it around. Drew Moore with it on the left wing to McKinney from the top of the key, buries the three. McKinney getting started early. 8-2, the score now on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Meese with it now, trying to break this zone press. Belford in the backcourt. Finally, tries to get across. Stolen away there by Drew Moore and Havel. Havel with it on the breakaway. Up and in. Count it. And one. Havel with multiple fast breaks so far.
He's got three baskets now off the fast break.
Foul goes against number five, Connor Potts. His first, team's second. Havel at the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Off the rim, no good. Worth with the rebound. Put back, no good. Gets the rebound again.
He got fouled.
And fouled on the way up. People go to the line. Shoot two. Foul goes against number 13, Zane Belford. His first, team third. Worth at the line. First one is up. Nothing but net there. Checking into the game as Caleb Black takes a seat. Tristan Sablone. 5:32 to go here in the first quarter. Saluki's lead at 11-2. Make that 12-2. Extending the lead little by little. Nathan Worth hit the second one. 2-for-2 at the line so far. Sablone gets the across the timeline. Up court to Meese. Meese drives in. Almost tipped away there by Havel. Backs it back out near midcourt. Calling in the play. Back and forth with Potts now near the volleyball line. Meese attacks. Pulls up from the right wing and buries the three-pointer. 12-5 the score now. McKinney gets the ball up court quick. Over to Havel. Havel back to McKinney. Working their way inside, trying to get somebody open. Worth in the corner. Back up top to Havel. Swings it to McKinney. McKinney's going to bring it back. Cross-court pass to Moore. Moore pulls up from deep downtown. No good. Ball creams away. Meese gets it. Tracks it down. He's going to bring it up court quickly. Followed by Havel all the way. Right to the basket. Up and in. Off the glass. 12-7 the score now. Panthers on a comeback. 5-point run so far. 4:30 to go.
2-3 zone basically for
Moore. Tried to go over the top of Potts. Stolen away. Meese picks it up. Tipped out of bounds there by Moore. It will stay Panther basketball underneath their own basket. Potts will take the ball out. Potts looking for an open man. Saluki's still in their zone defense. Gets it into Yataris. Yataris no good on the shot. Moore with the rebound. Up court to Havel. Havel tracks it down. Puts it up. No good. And fouled on his way. He will go to the line to shoot two. That foul goes against number 13, Zane Belford. His second. Team's fourth. Havel back at the line. First one is off the back of the rim. No good. Checking into the game as Yataris takes a seat is number 34, Caleb Black, coming back into the game. Havel at the line, puts up the second one, got it to go. 13-7 the score now, Slukey's up by six. Meese passes over to Belford. Belford's going to bring it left side, cross it back up over to Meese. Meese going right into the trap, breaks it, gets it to Potts, who gets it across the timeline, going right side. Picks up a dribble on the right wing into the corner to Meese. Meese for three. No good. Black on the rebound and a foul on the floor. It will be against the Salukis. Number 40, that is Drake Allen.
His first, team's first. Rebounding foul, so.
Potts will inbound it for the Panthers. Gets it in to Belford. Belford was looking for the shot. Nothing there. Gets it up top to Black. Black with it now. Gets it back to Meese. Meese over to Potts. Potts pulls up for three. In and out. No good. Sablone got the rebound and puts it back up and in. Sablone snuck in between a couple of Salukis and got the put back. Moore with it now, trying to drive the lane.
Travel.
And Moore will be called for the travel.
Trying to turnover for Red Hill.
Trying to jump through some traffic there and just wasn't able to get through quite all the way. Belford gets it into Potts. Trying to break this press as best they can. Always trying to not to run in the trap. Potts gets it cross court into the corner. Back to Belford. Belford up top to Potts. Meese with the basketball now on the, out near the volleyball line. Tipped away by Havel. Havel going to go coast to coast. Knocked out of bounds, though, by Meese.
Yeah, Meese recovered on that one. And goes number 10 against number 10. So
it will stay Saluki basketball out of bounds. Checking into the game for the Panthers as Potts takes the seat is number 20, Hayden Johnson, a 5'7 freshman.
He played a lot in the JV game.
And he was lighting it up from the three-point range,
yeah,
too. McKinney with it now out near the volleyball line. Goes right side to Moore, back and forth. Swings it over to Havel on the left wing. Pulls up for three. Nothing but net. 16-9 the score now. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Meese back and forth with Belford. Meese looking to get cross court. Gets it up to Johnson. Johnson gives over to Black. Black trying to go baseline. Shut down by Allen. Loses the ball. Moore picks it up. Up court to Havel. Havel goes up and in off the glass. The Moore-Havel connection. And Coach Brooks wants a timeout. We'll take one too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, 239, 18-9, the Salukis lead. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
We love our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend. The Legend. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. A DLC media station.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of that break, the Panthers started out with the basketball, brought it up court, almost stolen away, but jump ball was called. It will stay Panther basketball, inbounded to Meese. Meese up top to Belford. Belford gets it back to Potts. Potts brings it back up top. He's going to call on a play. Started there by Havel, still in the 1-3-1. Over to Meese on the right side. Backs it back out near the volleyball line. Gets it inside to Belford. Belford goes into the corner to Black. Black pulls up for three. No good off the side of the rim. Meese crashing the boards. Gets the rebound up and in on the putback. Havel gets the ball up the floor quickly. Passes off to McKinney. McKinney's going to drive the lane. Pass out to Moore. Pump fakes. Drives right over to Havel. Havel pulls up from the right wing. Off the rim. No good. Allen stretches up for the rebound. McKinney gets it up top. Going to back it back out. Slow it down. Over to Moore on the left side. Back to McKinney. Pulls up from the top of the key. No good. Off the front of the rim. Potts with the rebound. Up to Meese. Meese backing it back out. Slowing it down a little bit. Gets the play called in. Goes cross court to Belford. Belford to Potts. Jumps inside. Jumper. In and out. No good. Moore with the rebound on the breakaway. He's got three on two. Goes right to the basket. Up and in for the two buckets. 20-11 the score. 1:15 to go here in the first quarter. Meese with it now, trying to break the press. Belford gets it across court to Meese now. Meese on the right side, tried to go baseline, gets it to Yataris. Swings it to Potts. Potts with it, gets it inside to Meese, backing it back out. Just under a minute to play now. Inside to Belford. Belford out to Meese, who pulls up for three, buries it. Meese has two threes so far on the night, brings it 20-14, gets him within six now.
Meese now has 10 of their 14 points.
Moore with it on the left wing, looking inside for Allen. Back to Moore. Moore's going to pull it from the left wing. Answers back to Meese's three. And Coach Brooks wants another timeout. It's a 30. We'll go ahead and keep it here this time. 34.6 seconds left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Score 23-14 in favor of the Red Hills Salukis. Salukis doing a good job of stealing the ball, keeping on them with that zone press, full court, and the 1-3-1.
They've caused five turnovers, and I think they've scored at least on four. I'm part with Parker getting most of those points. Parker has 12 so far in the first quarter.
And a quick score update from our sister station, 103 Light 103.1. At the end of one, Marshall is leading Lawrenceville 20-10. Coming out of the timeout, Panthers have the basketball, inbounded to Meese. Meese gets it up court quickly to Potts. Potts over to Yataris. Yataris up off the glass, no good. Allen gets the rebound, trying to get a fast break there. Moore bringing it up court quickly. Drives the lane, puts it up, no good. Blocked away. Potts with the rebound. Going to slow it down in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Drives inside, passes out to Belford. Belford bringing it back up top. Gets it to Potts. Potts looking inside. Tried to go low, but Allen stepped in the way. Bringing it up court. He's going to back it back out. Handed it, pass off to Worth. Worth pulls up for three as time expires. No good on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it 23-14. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as we get set to start the second quarter of action. Salukis will start out with the basketball. They're leading at 23-14. For those of you just joining, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley, and the Salukis are taking on the Oblong Panthers. Moore has it on the right side, passes back up to Havel. Havel gets into Moore, flashing over to McKinney for three and drains it. 26-14, just like that, a three-pointer out of the gate.
That's two for Connor.
Belford bringing it up court and runs into some traffic, and a foul will go against the Salukis. Goes against number 10, Parker Havel, his first, team's third.
Second.
Meese gets the inbound, gets it across to Potts. Potts with it now back to Meese into the corner to Belford. Belford bringing it back up top. Picks up his dribble. Tries to throw into Black. Havel steps in front of it. Gets the steal over to Moore. Moore almost loses it there. Gets it back to McKinney. McKinney with it now back to Moore. Back and forth. Swings it around to Havel. Havel with it now on the right wing. Gets it back cross court to Moore. Moore over to Havel. Havel from the right wing. Off the rim. No good. Look good. Allen. Got the rebound, but stolen away there by Belford. Meese gets the outlet pass. Havel sticking with him. Picks it up. Allen steps in front of the pass. Gets the steal to the basket. Up and in and good. Allen with the steal and the two bucket. 28-14 now. Biggest lead of the night so far. 14. Potts with it. Cross court. Down low to Uteris. Uteris up and under the basket. Good. Allen gets the inbound. McKinney will bring it up court. Kenny looking right side to Havel, into the corner to Allen. Allen gets it back up top to Havel. Havel over to Moore. Right side is overloaded a little bit. There they spread it out. McKinney on the left wing into the corner to Allen. Drives baseline, puts up a floater, no good. Havel with the rebound. Out to McKinney, pump fakes. Drives inside, outlets to Moore. Moore from the right wing, no good. Havel comes flying in for the rebound. He's going to back it back out. Moore thinks about it, goes inside to Worth, and a foul will be called on the Panthers, number 34, that
Caleb
is Caleb Black.
His second.
Team's fifth foul there. Checking into the game as Black will take a seat is number 50, Tristan Sablone, will make another appearance. McKinney will inbound the ball, gets into Havel. Havel will bring it back up top to Moore. Moore's going to pull it from the top of the key and buries the three. 31-16 the score with 5:50 to go here in the first half. Potts throws it back to Belford, and McKinney will be called for the foul. That is his first, team's third. Potts will inbound just in front of the scorer's bench here. Gets it into Meese in the backcourt. Meese will bring it up, followed by Havel. Almost trapped there, gets it to Sablone. Sablone to Uteris. Back up top to Potts, pump fakes. Almost stolen away there by Havel.
Parker's got quick hands.
Potts with it, goes to Uteris, or Sablone off his hands to Moore. Moore up to Havel. Off the backboard, no good. Havel will go to the line yet again to shoot two. Foul goes against number five. That is Connor Potts, his second, team sixth. Havel coming off that Moore Havel connection on these fast breaks. Makes the first one. As Potts will take a seat, Hayden Johnson will make another appearance into the game. Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richard Memorial Hospital. In and out, no good on the second. Uteris gets the rebound. Outlets there to Meese. Cross court to Johnson. Johnson throws it back up to Meese. Meese is trapped, but Johnson gets it in the backcourt, up court to Belford, into the corner. Tried to go baseline, cross-court pass to Meese. Pulls up for three, just short off the rim, no good. Ball rolls out of bounds off McKinney. It will stay Panther basketball with 5:09 to go here in the first half. Slicky still up 32-16. Panthers have it underneath their own goal here. Belford will inbound the ball. Looking to get it inside. Nobody there. Gets it into Yataris. Tipped around. Allen picks it up. Allen up court to Havel. And a foul will be called. That foul will go against number 10. That is Nate Meese.
His first.
Team seventh. Havel will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Havel has been at the line the majority of the time so far tonight.
Worth had a couple of free throws. Allen had made one.
Howell's first one. Got it to go. He gets the second. 33-16. 5:04 to go.
I've got 14 for Parker now.
Howell's second one. Got them both. Full court press. 1-2-2 as usual. Belford gets it to Johnson. Back to Belford. Meese with it now. Johnson will get it across court to Belford. Belford into the corner to Yataris for three. Off the rim, no good. Havel is really flying in there for those rebounds. McKinney up to Allen. Allen to the basket. Got it to fall. Saluki's on a run here. 36-16. Biggest lead so far. Meese with it now. Belford tries to go to Johnson. Gets it to him. Down low to Sablone. Sablone brings it back up top to Johnson. Johnson steps up. Pulls up for three. Buries the three-pointer. There's Johnson, still has those threes flowing from that first game, it seems like. Moore to Havel. Havel's bringing it back, gets it back, back and forth between him and Moore. Cross court to McKinney, into the corner to Allen. Allen's going to bring it back up top to McKinney. McKinney inside to Worth to Havel. Good ball movement here by the Salukis. Out to Moore from the left wing. Got the three. Has an answer back for Johnson. 39-19, keeping that 20-point cushion.
Still just under 4 minutes to go in the half. Been a fast-paced game.
Belford gets the pass almost thrown away and a 10 count.
That's 11 turnovers for Oblong.
And Coach Havel will go to the bench as Cameron Ray checks in. Worth will take a seat.
And Jonathan Littlejohn will come in for the Panthers.
As Yataris takes a seat for them as well. Havel on the inbound. Still in the 2-3 zone for the Panthers. Havel to Moore from the free throw line. No good off the front of the rim. Allen with the rebound to Havel to McKinney for three. Buries it. McKinney with 2 threes so far, 42-19. Meese on the inbound. Cross court to Johnson. Johnson trying to break this 1-2-2 press to Littlejohn. Johnson now needs to get it across court. He does. Trapped in the corner now, over the top, gets it to Belford. Belford backs it back out to Johnson. He's going to call in the play here. Into the corner to Meese. Meese is going to drive the lane, put up a shot. Off the side of the rim and rolls in. Good. 42-21 with 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Havel with it out near the volleyball line, gets it to McKinney. McKinney with it now, over to Moore on the right wing. Moore back to McKinney. Drives inside the lane, backs it out to Moore, pulls up for three. From both sides, Moore is unstoppable.
He's got four of them now, I think.
Meese trying to break this press behind the back, and McKinney will be called for his second foul. That is the fourth team foul. McKinney picks up his second as Moore's, Potts and Black check back in.
Moore is 4 of 7 on threes.
Johnson and Sablone will check out.
And McKinney's 3 of 4. And Havel's hit 1-3, I think.
I believe so, yeah. Meese with it now, gets it across the timeline. Gets it inside to Black. Black over to Potts. Potts drives the lane, down low to Belford. Belford goes up, no good, block shot. Moore with the rebound. He's going to bring it up court quickly. Tried to go baseline, shut down. Pulls up from just inside the three-point line, no good. Ball bounces around. Belford picks it up. Outlets there to Meese. Going to slow it down now. 45-21 in favor of the Salukis. Meese brings it up court, passes off to Potts. Potts with it now, back to Meese. Meese dribbling out near midcourt now, going right side, gets it off to Belford. Belford drives inside the lane, passes off to Meese to Potts, pulls up for three, in and out, no good. Worth stretches up and
we're going to call Worth on a foul, yeah.
Back. Worth will pick up his first, team's fifth. Potts will take the ball out of bounds. Panther basketball underneath their own goal. Potts looking for an open man, gets it into Littlejohn. Littlejohn goes up and fouled on his way. He will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against number 20. Nathan Worth, okay, his second. Team six.
First time at the free throw line for Oblong.
Littlejohn at the line to shoot two. First one is on its way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Benson will come in for Nathan Worth. He will take a seat with two fouls with 1:48 to go. Littlejohn at the line. Being set to shoot his second one here. Benson came in there. Second one is no good off the back of the rim. Benson with the rebound, and Coach Havel wants a timeout. We'll take 1-2. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Another score update about 10 minutes ago at halftime from the Lawrenceville game. Marshall is up 44-21. Coming out of the timeout, Salukis have the basketball. They are up 45-21 with 1:45 to go here in the first half. Havel will bring the ball up the court. Picked up there by the Panthers. Ray with it. Swings it back to Havel. Havel goes left side to Moore. Moore drives the lane. Goes up. Puts up a floater. Dumps it right in. 47-21. Moore drove right in through the lane. Through some traffic. Belford with it now. Is going to bring it up left side. Swing back around. Gets it across the timeline. Picks up his dribble. Over the top. Gets it to Meese. Runs for it.
I'll call on Colin Benson.
That will be Benson's first foul. Team's seventh, I believe.
Yes, that's what I've got.
So it'll be bonus shots coming to Nate Meese.
Meese with 12 points. 12 oblongs, 21.
Meese at the line. Got to hit the first to earn the second here. First one is up. Rolls right around and in. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrose Federal Credit Union, and Larry Bogue's Pizza. Some of the Oblong players are a little confused, it seems like, walking right in front of us, trying to check in. Meese's second one, no good, off the front of the rim. Moore stretches up, gets the rebound. Goes up court to Havel. Havel slows it down. Cross court to Ray. Ray, cross court to Moore now. Tries to go baseline, passes it back out to Benson. Benson up top to Havel. Steps in, gets it.
Minute to back, go in the half.
Back to Moore. Swings it around to Havel. Havel directing some traffic into the corner to Benson. Looking low. Goes over the top of Black. Gets it to Allen. Puts it on the floor. Goes up strong. Up and in off the rim. 49-22 with 45 seconds to go. Meese with the basketball. Dribbling up right side. Gets it over the top to Black. Black gets it up court to Newman. Newman back to Black. Black needs some help. Gets it to Potts. Potts into the corner to Meese. Meese brings it back up top with 30 to go. Driving the lane. He's going to go right side. Put up a floater from five. Gets it to find the bottom of the net. Havel with the basketball. 20 seconds to go here in the first half. Coach Havel calling in one shot. Panthers extending their defense. Trying to trap the ball. Into the corner to Allen. 10 seconds to go. Allen back up top to Havel. Havel hands it off to Moore. 5 seconds left. Moore makes his move, drives the lane, out to Ray. Ray pulls up for three,
got it.
Buries it as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis going to the locker room at halftime, up 52-24. We'll be back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Well, it's Johnson.
personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal.
'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. The Dobson Ford.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. A local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. We're here at halftime as the Salukis are defeating the Oblong Panthers 52-24. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Boog's Pizza. So far, it's been kind of a productive first half for the Salukis, getting multiple steals and just kind of dominating the floor with fast breaks left and right. Drew Moore and Havel on the connection on the fast breaks. Moore getting the steal and Havel getting the points on the breakaways. Junior class here at Oblong doing a half-court shot ordeal to raise money for probably a dance of some sort. Nobody's made it yet, though. But Saluki's having a phenomenal first half. Yep. Drew Moore hitting multiple threes along with Connor McKinney. Connor doesn't... Whenever he gets going, he doesn't seem to miss.
He's 3 out of 4 on threes. Moore missed his first two, but he has, let's see, he's made 1, 2, 3, 4. He's 4 of 7, I believe. And Parker Havel has 15 points, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, I think he's got 1 3, I believe. 15 for Havel, 9 for McKinney, 2 for Worth, 16 for Moore, 7 for Allen, and 3 for Cameron Ray. And for Oblong, they're led by Nate Meese with 15. 15 of their 24 points have come from their fine senior Nate Meese. So, and I've got Red Hill shooting 18 of 29 from the field, and Oblong shooting respectively 10 of 20, but the threes and the turnovers, 11 turnovers for Oblong and only 2 for Red Hill. Saluki's out rebounded Oblong 13 to 8, so the rebounding and the turnovers and the fast breaks off the turnovers. Red Hill has hit very few shots inside. Drake Allen has one, I think, other than on the offense part. They had a lot of layups and fast breaks, but... Drake had one there late in the quarter, but most of them have been either the twos have been on fast breaks or three-point shots.
And like you said, Oblong doing a phenomenal job. They're doing a good job of breaking the Salukis 1-2-2 press and getting the ball up the floor when they can, but Salukis shutting them down, mainly sticking to that press the best they can, and then slowly backing it back into their 1-3-1, and I think they ran a little bit of a 2-3 zone and maybe some man just before the half. Yeah.
Well, I think Oblong, a lot of their turnovers came in the first quarter on the full court press, and they've turned it over in their half court offense several times.
But, I mean, Salukis don't really need to change anything up inside. Offensively, they're doing a phenomenal job. Defensively, really working that press and shutting them down. before they can even get it across court. They get it across the timeline and just trap instantly even before then. Meese is having a hard time getting it back and forth. The Panthers have already been called for a 10-second violation as well, and they've came close a few other times too, so they're going to have to watch that and figure out a way to really break that press a little bit better, as Coach Brooks is still in the locker room with them. As Slookies have already returned, we have got 4.5 minutes to go here at halftime, and we will go ahead and send it back to the studio for another 2-minute break and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Slookie Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian and beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Halftime show is brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We're still at halftime. Saluki's up 52-24. Oblong Panthers have just returned to the floor, and kind of looking into the second half a little bit, Rob. Panthers going to need to come up with some kind of new game plan to really rake this press. They've been having trouble. Belford is the one that usually inbounds the basketball and gets it into Meese, and Meese immediately passes it back to Belford, and Belford just kind of stands there like a deer in headlights a little bit, and just unable to move or find anybody open for the ball. And
I don't know what they try to do different. And Red Hill may pull back off the press after a while too, but I think what they're hoping for is to get that lead over 30 at the start of the fourth quarter, and you get a running clock and see what happens there.
But both teams back out on the floor. Panthers just came back out not too long ago. Minute 15 to go, so Slookie's winding down, finishing up their halftime warm-up shots. Panthers, good team. I mean, anything could happen. Two quarters of play left to go, down by 28. But they're just going to have to change something up on offense and really get something working for them.
Well, I think after the third quarter, and the fourth quarter, if they get it into that running clock, Brian will pull the press off and also liberal substituting.
And I believe the Salukis get the basketball started out.
Oblong does.
The arrow's pointing that way. So Oblong will start out with the basketball.
They get the arrow up on the
board. I never even thought about that.
Some of them have those and some don't. So this is a scoreboard where you can type in the team name instead of home or visit or something like that. You type in an Oblong and Red Hill, and makes it nice that way, that scoreboard.
Oblong finally coming out of their huddle, and we are set to start the third quarter of action. Potts will inbound the ball, gets it into Belford. Belford hands it back off to Potts. Hodge dribbles and down low to Belford. Belford from the baseline, off the back of the rim. Ball careens away. Havel picks it up. Two on two, but down. Havel goes all the way to the basket. Up, no good. Allen stretches up for the rebound and falls out of bounds with it. And it will be Oblong Panther basketball. Allen a little upset about that call. He's kind of forced out of bounds a little bit, so not much you can do about that. Meese brings the ball across the timeline, gets over to Potts. Potts back to Meese. Meese on the right wing. Going to back it back out, get it over cross court there to Potts. Potts going to drive right side. Backs it to Meese, goes left. Left wing now. Going to back it back out. Set something else up, gets it inside to Belford.
Yeah.
Belford back out to Potts, pulls up from the top of the key, off the back of the rim, no good. Ball tapped around. Meese comes away with it. He's going to back it back out, set something else up. Gets it out near the volleyball line, down low to Belford. To Meese in the corner, no good off the side of the rim. Ball careens out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. It will be Saluki basketball. No score yet here in the third period of action.
In a minute, two. Red Hills just had one opportunity off a fast break. They didn't score.
52-24 the score. McKinney passes it off to Havel. Havel gets it inside to Moore. Moore backs it back out. Back and forth they go. Moore gets it back up to Havel. Cross court there to McKinney. Inside to Moore, to Havel, to Worth in the corner. Worth down low to Allen. Allen spins into the lane. Back up top to McKinney. McKinney drives, dumps it low. Gutierrez tips it away into the hands of Moore. Moore, cross court to Worth. Worth goes baseline up, off the side of the rim, no good. Allen gets the rebound, put back, no good. Gutierrez with the rebound. Outlets there to Meese. Meese will drive it all the way down to the basket. Count it, and one. Meese with a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play, and Havel will pick up another foul here. First team foul of the half. I believe it is his second foul of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Meese at the line to shoot two, or one, I'm sorry. It is up and off the back of the rim, no good. Meese gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good. McKinney comes away with it this time. Up court to Allen. Allen goes all the way, puts it up and in off the glass. 54-26 the score with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Meese gets it across the timeline, takes the screen from Black. Black rolls down. Meese takes it all the way to the left wing. Meese brings it back up top to Potts. Potts looking inside. Back to Meese on the left wing. Down low to Black. Black in the corner. Gets it inside to Belford. Belford back door to Meese. Meese up and in. Good for two. 54-28. McKinney with it now. Brings the ball up the court. Gets it across timeline. Cross court to Allen or Havel. Havel gets it to Moore. Back to Havel. Havel looking inside. Gets it back to McKinney. McKinney swings it. Good ball movement. Trying to spread something out here. McKinney on the right side has the ball. Passes off to Moore. Moore pulls up for three. Off the rim. No good. Gutierrez stretches out. Outlets there to Meese. Meese gets the ball up court quickly. Stops at the right wing. Steps inside. Gets to Belford in the corner. Gutierrez with it now. Back to Belford. Belford up top to Potts. Potts cross court to Meese. Moore put pressure on. Stole it away. He's going to bring the ball up court quickly. Backs it up, gets it to Worth, over to McKinney, pump fakes, going to back it back out. He's got an opening. He gets it to Worth in the corner, pulls up, in and out, no good. Black stretches for the rebound, outlets to Meese, going to slow it down a little bit. Finally gets it across the timeline there, passes off to Potts. Potts back to Meese, pulls up from the three-pointer, no good. Allen gets the rebound, he's going to take it himself, brings it up, gets it across court to McKinney. McKinney drives the lane, passes out to Havel. Over to Allen. Allen takes the dribble left side to Moore. Back up top to McKinney. They're going to set something up here. Havel with it now. Cross court to McKinney. Pulls up. He's going to put the three off the back of the rim. No good. Allen went up for the rebound, and a foul will be called. Foul will be against Oblong Panthers number 34. That is Caleb Black. I believe it's his third. Team's first of the half as Tristan Sablone will come in for Black. McKinney will have the ball underneath the basket. Trying to get it in, gets it into Worth. Worth from five out, no good off the front of the rim. Yataris with the rebound. Almost lost it there. Outlets to Meese. Meese going to walk it up the floor this time. Slukie's leading it 54-28.
Scored 52 points in the first half, 2 points here in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter.
Belford down low to Yataris. Yataris baseline, tapped away from Allen. Throws it off Yataris and hits him back out of bounds. It will be Panther basketball.
He tried to get it off. He hit it off the oblong player, but it went back off Drake. So
Potts will take the ball out of bounds on their own baseline here. Looking for somebody open. Nobody there. Gets it to Belford. Just across the basket. And a foul will be called. I believe that foul is going to go against Havel. And it does. That is his fourth or third, I believe.
Third. It was either going to be Havel or Worth.
So Belford will go to the line to shoot two here. 54-28 the score. Panthers down by 26. Make that 25 as he makes the basket there. 3:49 to go here in the third quarter. Tonight's game brought to you by KZ State Bank, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home. Belford's second one off the back of the rim, no good. Moore stretches up, gets the rebound, gets it up court to McKinney. McKinney drives the lane, puts it up, and gets it to go. Fingertip roll there. Meese brings the ball up the top, gets it across the timeline. Slicky's matching up, going man-to-man defense here. Meese content, out, dribbling near midcourt. Goes to Sablone. Sablone back to Meese, cross court. Meese on the right wing, guarded there by Drew Moore. Meese brings it back up top, going to reset. Meese out near midcourt, dribbling around, trying to get somebody open. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Sablone. Sablone tipped away. Meese picks it back up, goes baseline. Stolen away by Havel on a missed pass. Up court to Moore. Moore goes up, no good, no foul called. Potts gets the outlet, goes down court, down low to Meese. Meese spins around, and a foul will be called on Drake Allen, I believe.
His second, I believe.
Team's second.
He's going to shoot two.
Meese at the line, shooting two. 2:51 to go here in the third quarter. 56-29 in favor of the Salukis. First one is made. Meese will have another shot here. Breaks that lead back down to 26 now. Second one rattles in and out, no good. Sablone with the rebound, goes up, blocked by Allen. Yataris with the rebound, no good.
Couple of blocks there.
And Havel got the rebound and knocked away there by Meese. Worth picks it up. Moore gets it. Gonna jog it up the court, gets it across the timeline to McKinney. McKinney with the basketball now, gonna reset the offense. Dribbles left side, drives the lane inside to Moore. Almost tipped away there. Stolen by Meese. Meese going to go coast to coast. No good. But tipped away. Meese gets the rebound into the corner to Potts. Potts trapped there by Havel. And Potts will be called for the travel. 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. Salukis lead at 56-30. McKinney will inbound to Havel. Havel will be the point man this time up the floor. Gets it across the timeline. Panthers still in the 2-3 zone. Moore with it on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Havel up top to McKinney. Good ball movement. Moore is going to pull up for three. Got it to go. Nothing but net there. 59-30 with just under 2 minutes of action here to go in the third quarter. Meese gets the ball across the timeline. Gets it off to Potts on the right wing. Potts guarded there by Havel. Sablone at the top of the key now. Looking inside. Goes left side to Meese. Meese brings it back up top. Goes right side to Potts and a foul away from the ball. Will be against Parker Havel. That is his fourth. Team's fourth as well. And timeout called by Coach Brian Havel. We'll take one, too. It's a 30 timeouts brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis basketball right here on The Legend.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
And another score update from the Lawrenceville side. At the end of three, Marshall Lions are up over the Indians, 56-42. Coming out of that timeout, Panthers have the basketball underneath their own basket. Belford, the inbounder, gets it into Black. Black goes baseline, puts it up, blocked by Allen. Allen gets the rebound as it is tipped around. Outlets there to Moore. Moore will bring the ball up slowly, gets it across to McKinney. McKinney just across the timeline, passes left side to Ray. Ray checked in between there.
He came in for Havel.
Moore on the right wing, directing a little traffic. Swings it around, gets it over to Ray. Ray left side, looking to run a little time. Ray going to pull up for three. Got it to go.
That's his second one to get the game.
62-30 with 105 to go here in the third quarter. Meese gets the ball across the timeline.
Under a minute to go in the third.
Gets it to Black. Black at the top of the key. Stolen away there by Allen and Moore. Moore on the breakaway. Goes all the way to the basket. Up and in. Lays it. Finger roll. 64-30. 5 points there. Back to back. Panthers haven't scored in about 4 minutes now. Meese drives the lane. Puts it up. Off the glass. No good. Rolls around the rim. Worth gets the rebound. Outlets there to McKinney. McKinney gets the ball to court to Moore. Moore pulls up for three. Off the rim, no good. Worth flies in for the rebound. Out to Allen. Allen gets it cross court to Moore. Moore drives in to Worth. Worth off the glass, no good. Rebound comes to Black. Outlets there to Meese with 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. Sookie's up 64-30. Potts over to Meese. Meese in the corner, tries to go baseline. Stolen away there by Moore. Moore gets it up court. Stolen by Potts. Potts gets the steal, pulls up from half court, drains it as time expires and count it. Going into the fourth and final corner of the action, buzzer beater by Connor Potts. The Salukis lead it on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 64-33. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hold those fours nice and high. Salukis going to the fourth and final corner of action on the Best Way Express scoreboard, up 64-33. Salukis lead it by 31, and that should initiate the running clock. They start the fourth quarter out with the basketball, and McKinney will bring it across the timeline, get it over to Moore on the right side. Back to McKinney, steps up, passes off to Ray. Ray puts it on the floor, swings it back. McKinney with it. He's going to pull it from the top of the key, wide open, and just buries it. McKinney has 5 of 6 now,
one,
does
two,
he
three,
not?
Four. He's got four of six, I think
four
it is.
Four of six. Meese with it, gets the left side there to Potts. Potts up top to Yataris. Yataris passes off to Belford. Belford guarded by McKinney now, goes baseline, shut down. Going to bring it back out, gets it out to Meese. Meese backs it back out near the volleyball line. Going to call in a different play. Sets it up out there at midcourt. Makes his move. He goes left side to Yataris. Yataris back to Meese. Jump stops. Going to go left side. Hands it off to Potts. Potts pulls up for three. Gets it to go. Potts with the answer back. 67-36. Suki's up still by 31. Moore with it on the right side. Gets it back up top to Ray. Ray brings it left side to McKinney. McKinney into the corner to Worth. Swinging it around, getting some good ball movement here, kind of spreading it out a little bit, wasting some clock. McKinney over to Moore on the left wing. Moore's going to bring it back. Looking inside, cross-court pass. Stolen away there by Potts. Potts going coast-to-coast jumper from the free throw line. Gets it to fall. 6:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. McKinney brings the ball across the timeline. Cross-court pass. Back and forth between Ray. Ray with it now on the left wing. Going to go back to McKinney. Inside to Moore. Moore drives to the basket. Puts it up off the glass. No good. And fouled on his way up.
The clock's running, so.
Foul goes against number 13. That is Zane Belford. Team's first, his third.
Drew will go to the line. He's got 21 tonight.
Moore at the line to shoot two here. First one on its way. Rolls it around. No good. Have a chance at a second one. Tonight's game brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV10, and Lazy 8 Body Shop. Moore's second free throw on its way. Got it to go. 68-38 with 5:35 to go. Meese brings the ball up the floor. Gets it across the timeline now. Passes off to Potts. Potts on the right wing. Back up top to Black. Black at the top of the key. Guarded there by Worth. Goes left side to Meese. Meese with it now up top to Potts. Potts pulls up for three. Off the rim. No good. Belford stretches for the rebound. Tipped out of bounds by Worth. And it will be Panther basketball at midcourt. Potts will inbound the ball. Gets it into Meese in the backcourt. 5 minutes of play left to go. 68-38 in favor of the Salukis. Yataris back to Meese. Meese drives inside. Back to Yataris. Cross-court pass to Belford. Belford hands it off to Meese. Takes a screen from Belford. Driving inside left lane. Going to back it out. Get out to the right wing, up top to Black. Black over to Potts. Potts makes his move, pulls up just inside, no good. Worth gets the rebound, outlets to Allen. Allen gets it up court quickly, going to drive right to the basket, put it up off the glass, no good. Black stretches for the rebound, hands it off to Meese. Meese will bring the ball up the court, gets it across the timeline, calls in the play. Moore giving him some room. Dribbles right side, passes up top to Black. Black right side to Belford, into the corner to Meese. Baseline to Black. Black up and in off the glass. Count it and one. Foul will go against number 12, I believe. That is Cameron Ray, his first. Team's fourth. Checking into the game for Drew Moore as he takes the seat is Colin Benson. Moore will probably be... Yeah. Out of the game for the rest of the night. He had a really good night, finishing with 22.
I think it is 22.
Black makes his free throw and has the old-fashioned three-point play, 68-41 in favor of the Salukis. McKinney will bring the ball up the court slowly. Gets it across the timeline. Passes off to Ray. Ray back to McKinney. Pulls up wide open just past the volleyball line. No good. Black gets the rebound. Outlets to Meese. Meese will bring the ball up the floor, bringing it slowly. Guarded there by Benson. Passes off to Black. Black back to Meese. Meese down low to Belford. Nice pass. Goes up. Puts it off the glass. Got it to fall. 3:05 to go. 68-43. McKinney gets it across the timeline. Pulls up. Gets it inside to Allen. Allen brings it back out. Picks up his dribble. Finds McKinney. McKinney cross-court pass to Ray. Ray bringing it back. Potts tried to steal it. McKinney drives the lane out to Ray. Ray pulls up for three. Off the side of the rim. No good. Goes over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. Checking into the game as McKinney will take a seat is Josh Henry.
2:35 to go. Clock running.
Looks like McKinney may be injured on that play there. Ball inbounded there to Meese. Full length of the court to go, 68-43 in favor of the Salukis. Meese guarded by Benson, passes off to Black. Black back to Meese. Meese over to Potts on the left side. Guarded there by Ray. Step back, no good. Passes off to Meese. Meese out to Belford. Belford drives the lane, passes off to Black. Black back to Meese. Going to reset the offense here with 2 minutes of play to go. Black with it now, back to Meese. Nice cross-court pass to Potts. Potts pulls up for three. No good. Yataris stretches for the rebound. Knocked away. Gets it back. Passes back up top to Belford. Belford backing it back out. Picks up his dribble. Guarded there by Henry. And Coach Brooks wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press one, press two, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Minute 40 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis are up 68-43. Panthers start out with the basketball coming out of that timeout. Potts will inbound just in front of the scorer's bench, guarded by Ray. Gets an inbounds to Belford. Belford hands it off to Potts. Potts goes left side, down low. Tried to go back door around multiple defenders to Belford. Nice setup play there. Belford just couldn't stretch his arms long enough. Rolls out of bounds. It will be turned over to the Salukis. Minute and a half to go. Ray gets it on the right side. Brings it back up top. Trying to direct traffic. Gets over to Henry, inside to Allen. Back to Ray from the right wing.
Got it.
Buries the three.
That's his third of the game.
71-43 now the score with 1:10 to go.
That's a season high in point total for Ray of 71, I believe.
Blackwith now looking inside. Back to Meese. Meese down low to Belford. Tried to pass it between some defenders. Ray gets the steal. Knocked out of bounds. It will be Saluki basketball. Last touch by the Panthers. Under a minute of play left to go. Henry will inbound it to Ray. Ray will bring it across the timeline with 45 seconds to go. Panther coach looking to press a little bit more. Benson over to Worth in the corner. Looking inside, 35 seconds to go. Ray gets the ball, and a foul will be called against Connor Potts.
The third foul, so it'll be out of bounds.
25 seconds to go. That is Potts' third foul. Benson will inbound it just in front of their bench. Gets it into Ray. Ray in the backcourt gets across the timeline. Meese steps up trying to foul, and Potts is called for another foul. That will be his fourth foul with 10 seconds to go. And that'll just about wrap it up for us here.
They don't think they're going to inbound the basketball, so
3 seconds left. It'll be Saluki basketball. Hands it off, and time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis win it 71-43. We'll be back here with the postgame show, stats, player of the game, and words from Coach Brian Havel. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Salukis win it 71-43 over the Oblong Panthers. Nice quick win here. As you were saying, a career high scoring for the Red Hill Salukis,
yeah,
so far.
69 have been their high against Dietrich. But Cameron raised three there at the, in the third, fourth quarter, put them up to the 71 mark. So,
and a quick score update before we get to the postgame stats. Marshall Lions defeat the Lawrenceville Indians 69-52.
It was a 23-point game at halftime, so the Indians made a little bit of headway in the second half, but not quite enough.
So Salukis do defeat the Oblong Panthers 71-43. It was a kind of a fast break pace kind of game. Drew Moore and Parker Havel were there in the first half and kind of continued that, and the threes were just falling from every which direction, left and right. You look up and somebody was hitting a three.
Yeah, they hit I think eight or nine in the first half. Hit second half, they hit let's see, Drew had one and Cameron Ray had two. He had three out of, he had three out of four for the ball game. Looking at the scoring for Red Hill, Parker Abbott had 15, Connor McKinney 14, Nathan Worth had two, Drew Moore had 22, Drake Allen 11, and Connor Cameron Ray had nine. For Oblong, they were led by Nate Meese with 20 points, only playing double figures. Red Hill led 23-14 at the end of the first quarter, 52-24 at the half. It was 64-33 going in the fourth quarter, so we had the running clock in the fourth quarter. Red Hill wins it 71-43, and they improved their record to 14-6. Oblong falls to 1-13. And so the Salukis will have a long road trip Friday night.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, depending on the weather situations, but they'll be going to Paris. So.
And that will be another tough game. They've had three in the last two weeks so far. They had Fairfield and Casey. Mm-hmm.
Paris has struggled a little bit this year. They started mostly seniors last year, so they were a young team, but you're getting to the middle of the season now, so players, even though they were young, are playing more and more now. They're getting more experience. Now, they lost to Casey on Friday night, 72-37, I believe it was. So
just a tough game there all around. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio real quick and come back out of the break and pick our player of the game and hear from Coach Ryan Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Country Legends, back to back, 24 hours a day on Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Well, the Dodson deal is a better deal. Bill Dodson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to some Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dodson deal. 'Cause a Dodson deal is a better deal. The Dodson Ford.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality
means no regrets.
Welcome back, Saliki fans, and it is that time where we pick the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. This young man had a phenomenal night off of fast breaks.
Especially the first half. All of his points came in the first half. And getting ready to talk to his father in just a minute here. We're going to go with Parker Havel with the steals and things. They got him really off and running in that first quarter.
And they just kept going from there. Drew Moore coming off the steals and just lobbing it up there to Parker. And Parker having multiple threes as well.
And Connor had four threes. Cameron Ray off the bench at three out of four on threes. So,
and Coach, we'll go ahead and get your word here. A fantastic night for the Salukis, and just coming off another win against the Oblong Panthers. Kind of same situation.
Yeah, and you know we talked yesterday in practice. You know, and I think this team's been good all year about not looking ahead. You know, we look ahead to the week, but. You know, I said, you know, it's real important that we come here and we focus in. Anytime you play a team for a second time, you really need to be on your toes. And, you know, we wanted to come out and establish ourselves early in what we wanted to do. And I thought we did that. And I said, they're not going to come out here and hand us anything on their home floor. So don't expect that. Wipe your memory free from the last game we played. And I thought we did. I thought we'd come out and we were aggressive and we got on them early.
And you really shut them down there in the first half with that 1-2-2 and then backing it off into that 1-3-1 zone defense and kind of transferring back and forth with that 2-3, and then we saw a little bit of man there before the end of the half.
Yeah, we were trying to mix it up and keep them off balance as much as possible. And, again, I thought we did a good job of that. I thought we got pressure on the point of that. And, you know, though, you got to remember those three seniors have played together forever, yeah. So they can read each other pretty well. I think you can see it at times when the backside or Connor or Drew gets a pick. I heard you say it earlier, but they got nice little touch passes on the point back to Parker and get it up. And it's when it's all clicking like that, it's fun to watch.
One of the things is, and you hit some threes.
When you're going to be zoned, you got to hit shots. Yeah. If you don't hit shots, then it becomes difficult. But I thought we not only hit shots, but I thought tonight, I thought we really made the extra pass. I mean, we'd make a few passes, and you'd have someone that's pretty open. But then we wouldn't settle for that. I thought they were unselfish, and they made the extra pass. And then we had people just wide open, and, you know, we were able to get our feet set and knock them down.
Like you just said, great, great ball movement tonight. I think the best ball movement we've seen all season. But they were settling for good passes, not really rushing anything, driving the lane a little bit more as we've seen at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and I you know, it's like I told the kids after the game. I said, you know, it's nice to come here and win. Obviously, we got our 14th win, but we basically did what we were supposed to do, which makes me proud. We didn't come here and struggle and kind of take it for granted, because you just in sports you can never do that.
And because that Meese is a nice player.
He's a nice player, and you know, you got to concentrate on him. And you know, he got some shots in the first half. He was the bulk of their scoring, and you know, at times we lost him a little bit or he hit some shots. But again, I thought our focus point level was pretty good tonight. I thought we stayed focused for most of the game.
And weather permitting, Friday we make the long trip up to Paris. Going to be a tough game.
Yeah, it is. Anytime you go on a road trip that long, it's tough. And Paris is, you know, they're an LIC opponent, and it's a big game going into it. We're looking for our 15th win. And when we started this week, you know, we were talking about Oblong, but we also knew we had Paris, and the goal was this week to finish at 15-6. So the goal is half met, and, you know, the way this group's been all year, I trust that we're going to be very focused heading there Friday night.
All right, well, we'll see you Friday night, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.
Red Hill Saluki head coach Brian Havel, phenomenal win tonight, come out on top 71-43. So that'll just about wrap it up. And as we said earlier, the final score from the Lawrenceville Indians – was 69-52,
I believe. Yeah.
So almost had the double win for Lawrence County there, but just coming up short.
Yeah. So we're 13-6 and going to Paris on Friday night.
Weather permitting.
Well, yeah, right now we say that way, but, you know, the forecast is calling for Sunday or Saturday for some snow. Depends on what it forecasted for Friday night, because that's a long trip.
So we'll that'll just about do it here for Bill Schroed. Back to studio, keeping us on air. Rob McKinley, I'm Ryan Seed. Stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.